All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Andy.
Yes. Hello, Clay. Good afternoon.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Andy. Hey, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm a small business owner. I sell exterior. Well, I build and install high-end exterior window shutters.
Sure.
And I don't know if y'all found my website.
Yeah, I have it here in front of me.
Yeah, realcedarshutters.com. Yeah, so it's, and the one you're looking at, I think, is a, it should be a Squarespace page.
It looks like a Squarespace page. It kind of has like a grayish color. It says Craftsman at its finest, and then the logo right on top
of
it.
Yeah, that's it. That's my website.
Beautiful, nice. So a lot of good photos.
I had a website before that one for about 12 years, and then I rebuilt this one in January. I mean, I completely changed. I kind of abandoned my old website, and you know, well, I transferred the hosting to Squarespace, hoping that it would be better. But it's just been kind of bad. This spring is, you know, I've got enough business right at the moment, only because I got two projects in the last 48 hours and another quote on Saturday. So I'm about to get pretty slammed, but I wasn't. I was really kind of slow for the first few months of the year. And like in the past years, I haven't been. I've been pretty steady. And I was giving Google about $300 a month for AdWords, you know, for years. And that was working. Uh-huh. It was enough to keep me busy. And then it just kind of, it stopped. I kept giving them $300 a month. And I was like, I'm not getting any leads. They're coming from Google. So why am I giving them $300 a month if I'm not getting anything in return? So just in the last week or two, I cut it back down to like $100 a month, $120 a month, just to, you know, I'm like, I'm throwing money away because nothing good is happening with Google AdWords.
Understood.
Google AdWords.
I can explain it. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Y'all called it good time because I'm trying to refresh whatever I need to do to get more traffic to my website and get the phone ringing a little more. Would be,
of course,
what I'm getting at.
No, 100%. It's very important, and especially because you have a nice site. It's compatible. I mean, you can see it's a secured site, so that's always good. So what we do as premier Google channel partners is search engine optimize and attach and advertise that site and link it on Google top recommended map sections so people can find it easier. It's programmed with search terms and keywords or anything specific as far as the service area you want to cover. Not only that, but we also bundle our programming with either Google or Facebook advertising. And that's kind of the thing with Google Ads and Google. They don't even call it AdWords anymore. They change almost every year. And they also raise their prices on the clicks. So a lot of the times, 300, 100, 200, it's not really enough to generate that traffic and traction. Now it's about $30, $40, $50, $20 a click, which could go by pretty quick. And
yeah,
just depending on the servers.
I get
it's expensive.
I can't afford $20, $30, $40, $50 a click. The conversion, I guess the conversion from a click to a customer is, it's not a huge number. You know, I don't know what it is. 5%?
Yeah, the clicks aren't converting. Yeah, no, 100%. And that's kind of the thing. A lot of people with writing their own ads and creating their own listings, you know, not saying you don't know how to do it or anything like that, but it takes hours to kind of look at Google Trends, down to zip codes, trying to see what converts as far as the best keyword to program your business. So we have certified technicians and Google technicians that'll look into the analytics, see what converts, see what you're running currently, And instead of you getting charged per click, it's just one locked in flat rate with that month-to-month service. So they're actually billing us, not you, when they click on the ad. And we're investing the money you're paying us into your ad campaign where it's always that flat budget. Mm-hmm. So get better conversion, better results. We've been doing it for 20 years. And we also bundle packages with Facebook advertising, which are a lot more affordable than running Google ads. And
yeah,
with social media...
I've run some Google Facebook stuff the last week or two. Just for a little short... I think I've got a campaign running right now, actually, for one of my ads. And you know, it's $2 a day. But... I was thinking, well, surely that I will get some phone calls or something from this. I ain't got any phone calls from those. That's why I'm
a
little surprised. You know where I'm getting customers right now? It's word of mouth. It's scary, but I'm getting referrals from past customers and they're telling their neighbors, and that's great. I mean, that's the best kind of customers, but that's scary that's how I'm getting my customers. I'm used to being able to get them from like Google searches and not so much Facebook. I didn't used to do Facebook ads until recently, but I used to get 90% of my customers from Google searches. And now
it's
like
100%.
It's like 10% maybe now.
Yeah, it's just about how it's ran, you know,
how
who's managing it. Yeah, no worries. And that's kind of why we're here. We get training assistance. We're up on Google's trends, Google Analytics, and algorithms. We even look down to zip codes on conversion, keywords, and what's more profitable. So you're always programmed for the best. And with our campaigns, you have full control of your own listing. You have your own dashboard that gives you insight on how many clicks you're getting, the conversion, new numbers that are contacting you. So it's a really nice back office tool where you can kind of monitor the success and the difference in the results we're bringing. And so a lot of the times with campaigns, if someone's not managing it correctly or it's not up to date, it'll lose ranking. And the web crawlers, right, that Google has would notice, hey, this isn't really up to date. It's not really current. These ads are kind of not really specific to what they want as far as their curriculum. So we'll make sure everything is up to Google standards and, you know, getting you that best result with that.
It's crazy that they gladly take your money, but they don't deliver. They're like, well, it didn't meet our standards, so we're not going to give you any bang for your buck. It's kind of like, it's a rip-off. I mean, if you're paying them $300 a month and you're not getting anything for it, then it's like, what in the world?
Yeah, they just leave it up to you. Yeah, if you want to do your own ads, they leave it up to you to kind of invest more. But we make it easier. You're never going to go over that flat price that we quote you. You do get that in writing also. And it's not just the ads and the map that's important, Clay. They look at citations. They look at websites. They look at consistency online. They look at your photos. They look at the quality of your – a lot of things when it comes down to the ranking and having more clicks and more views as far as rotating on the advertising. So that's what we'll clean up. We'll make sure to add the citations, the directories, the backlinking, also the other mobile platforms like the Alexa and Smart Car voice command search are also integrated with our programming. So very nice service. It's performance-based, so we have to earn your business monthly. But the position for your area just opened up. We're actively looking to fill one listing and one campaign. So I'm going to get you kind of the better pricing with the established business rate. And it's just going to help out with the word of mouth. Google is the biggest word of mouth advertiser out there. You know, one good view from a higher end area that doesn't already know that might be 10, 15 miles from where you're at. I mean, that's a whole new word of mouth chain we just started for you. So that's what we're looking to do is spread out the areas and also have those quality jobs in the areas you want to cover call you directly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the 30004 zip code is the only – that's the only – I'm using Angie Leads too, and that's the only zip code I take leads from is that one zip code. I get opportunities outside of that zip code, but so often the leads I get outside of the 30004 zip code are not very good ones. They're people that don't have enough money to buy my stuff. And in that 30004, those people have the budget. That's what I've learned, is that they have the budget and they want my product, and it's a good fit. I'm delivering a very high quality there, and they got the income to pay for it. And even 30024 is not so great. I mean, it's, you would think that'd be a great zip code, but it's a lot of tire kickers in there that can't afford it.
No, we'll be able to look at that. We can see, you know, what trends, you know, obviously with neighbors and them.
Hey, you're breaking up pretty bad, Andy. Something happened with the line.
Can you hear me now? Sorry, can you hear me now? Hello?
That's right. Well, yeah, I'm still here.
Now, yeah, I'm not sure. Breaking up. Is that better for you?
Huh?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now? I'm here.
Yeah, I'm Hello? Still here.
Clay, is it better, or is it still kind of cutting out?
Well, we'll see. It's right now I can hear you.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I think I need to get a headset from the IT department. I apologize there. But, yeah, that's what the program is meant for, is the better demographics, the higher-end areas, zip codes that you want. So if that's specific to what you want only, that's exactly what we'll cover with the campaign. And, just to kind of get you the meat and potatoes of the program, I'm going to patch over just a quick text message to you there on your phone. And let me know if I'm cutting out still, or do I sound clear, or not yet?
Okay, I can still hear you. You're texting me?
Yeah, texting you just a quick message with our link. Just going, kind of showing you the different packages and programs that we offer. And it should read Local Splash. Click the link to see the price. Let me know if you're getting that.
Yeah, not yet. Which number did you send it to?
The 954, 2007.
Yeah. Can you send it? I've got a different phone number to use. That's a Google phone number. And
gotcha.
It used to. Yeah, send it to 404-596. 1838. That number works good for phone calls, but it doesn't work very well for text messages.
Converts
into an email.
Sure. No, I know a couple of businesses that like to use those Google numbers. So awesome. So 596-1838. That's the primary number.
Yeah, 404-596-1838.
You got it. And once it pings in, it takes about 2 seconds to click and open up. So it's just a direct link to our price page and website.
Okay. Yeah.
And right when you scroll towards the top there, you can see it should say take control of your online presence. You kind of see like an orange section kind of showing your service. Nice. And then, you can see the 20 years of expertise. Also, the premier Google partnership badge lets you know we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. We've been handpicked to manage and maintain and run ad campaigns. So you're in great hands. And then there's a pro. There's a platinum, premier platinum, and ideal package. So you'll get everything in the platinum package. Now, normally, Clay, you can see it's $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. So it's around $898 to get it programmed and started. But we're going to waive the $299 setup fee and bring your price from $599 to just $249 month to month.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that doesn't sound unreasonable. I'm just, my concern would be, you know, What should I expect for that
$249 a month? Yeah, my clients see a 12-to-1 return on investment just because of what it includes with that programming. So you're not only getting the Google top recommended map page, which is the Google listing just optimized. So we'll search engine optimize and target cities, but you're also getting Facebook advertising. So you get the social media ads included, which is a really nice high conversion target marketing campaign. You're also covered on Bing, which is Microsoft's version of Google, is Bing Maps. And then, of course, citations and directories that Google indexes that are a lot of the smaller sites, Clay, are also included, like Yahoo, Apple Maps for the iPhones, all integrated with our program. And, yes, sir, just a quick question. You know how people search on iPhones and now they have, like, Alexa and smart cars where you can kind of search mobily, right, whenever you need something?
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know this, but that's a different search result from searching on a desktop or a laptop. So you'll have that included. So you'll get a lot of the higher end areas or people searching in the newer vehicles have your name showing up as a Google top recommended company to call. So huge book of business with the higher end searches. But we're going to literally cover you on all bases month to month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, tell me what you expect. I mean, how many phone calls or text messages or emails do you expect that I should be expecting to get from qualified customers in that 30004 zip code per month if you do your thing to my website?
Yeah. A good amount. I mean, I could tell you, and I could kind of do the analytical search for that zip code just to see how many people were searching. And with just putting it in for, I'll put about a 30, 40-mile radius around that. But just to kind of get a better understanding, I know you want that area, but just to make sure that, you know, anybody else is searching, you're able to access them if the job pays enough, right? But let me see here. In the last 30 days, for that 30, 40 mile radius, I mean, you're looking at 1,812 searches performed for your service.
You said there's 1,800 queries for that exterior shutters term?
Yeah, 1,812 searches. Yes, sir. Exterior shutters, exterior shutters.
I'm trying to hear the
Can you hear me?
Your phone's breaking up again.
Oh, man. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I'm sorry for that.
Yeah. You said 1,800.
Yeah, 1,812 searches.
Per month.
And
that's just in that zip code, or is that zip code plus a 30-mile radius?
That's about in that 30-mile radius around it, yes, sir.
Okay. So that's a large, that's millions of people. Okay.
All yeah, right. And I'm not saying you're going to get a, you know, a, yeah, I'm sorry?
I don't want 1,800 calls, probably.
nobody does.
Mean, I'd have to quit my job and make my shutter business full time. So 1,800 is kind of the number of searches for exterior shutters, or what are the search terms that these people are looking for that are resulting in 1,800?
Yeah. Just residential exterior shutter installation, shutter service, exterior shutter company. So that's mainly
that's
what I
right
put
word.
In.
That's the right word. You're on it. You know, I get a lot of times Angie Leads gives me bum leads. There are people looking for interior shutters, which are a completely different thing that I don't even do.
Yeah.
And I get $35 for their incorrect lead that someone clicked on the wrong button and bam, I'm stuck with $35 wasted because of a customer mistake. But
people tell me that all the time about their leads. Yeah, no, and this is the complete opposite of Angie's. It's search engine optimizing, and really putting focus on generating advertising to your website, and then we'll link and advertise the site on all the platforms from the Google, Facebook directories, the mobile platforms, and Alexa platforms. So you get first page promotion for the site, which will generate traffic to your page. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, but so I won't be paying a per click, cost. I'll be paying a flat fee of $249 a month.
100% correct. Yeah, flat rate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you would anticipate about 1,800 searches for that. I don't know. Are you thinking I may get 10 or 15?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, even if you just capitalize on 1%, right? And I mean, you and I know 1% is the smallest percentage of the world. That's 18. Yeah.
18. Right. Yeah. If I got 18 emails, phone calls, or text messages from a qualified lead where I had an opportunity to give them a quote, I'd be happy. I mean, I would say that's a success. You know, if it was 36, I would say, well, this is definitely really good. That's more than one per day. You know, if it was 9 per month, I mean, and they were qualified and I closed 20% of them, I'd say, I guess that was worth it. That'd be the
sure.
Minimum. Getting two jobs per month using this would be kind of the minimum that where I would be happy. You know, and maybe I usually,
right.
I mean, when somebody contacts me, I'm closing about probably 50%. 50% of the people I'll give a quote to hire me.
Very nice. That's really good.
Yeah, it's a high percentage. I mean, I'm pretty, my prices are really reasonable for what you get, and I'm very responsive and have, you know, a ginormous number of 5-star reviews on Howl's and Angie, and not too many on Google. So I need to get more of my customers leave reviews on Google.
Sure.
Google Maps or
we can also help you with that.
This sounds pretty good. I mean, I'm intrigued. So so we talked about that number, that 1,812. What would be your, based on your experience, you know, looking at analytics on this kind of work and what you're able to do with SEO and what my current website looks like and, you know, a huge number of 5-star reviews hanging out there. Think you could get, you know, 1% of that 1,800 to call, text, or email me, or 2%, or?
Yeah, no, great question. On average, my clients, about 4-5% is usually how they generate within the beginning month. But, I mean, as you start going out there, you start getting more clicks, you get better results. So that's the beautiful thing about the long-term marketing.
It's kind of a snowball, I guess. As you get more, you know, more business, the business kind of, more, there's more word of mouth that happens. And I don't know, I guess there's, things tend to snowball, I think. I never have really hit that. I've never had that snowball happen to me before in 13 years.
Yeah. It'll happen. Absolutely.
It's been steady growth. And then there's been like periods where it kind of slowed down. And I think I can pinpoint that on when, Google AdWords, really started failing me. I was failing to get many calls from Google, even though I was still paying the $300 a month. I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah, that used to be more than enough. Yeah, and that's the thing. They change a lot when it comes down to their pricing and running their ads. So 100%, that's the program is meant for, you know, for you to increase your presence. It's always performance-based with us, so we have to earn your business month to month with our service. But we also have a review-generated tool through our dashboard. So you could actually send out automated messages to your clients, just kind of thanking them for your service or their service.
Right.
And asking them to write just a quick review on your Google page. And that's just a nice professional way of generating those, just to kind of get those more and get those generated. 100%. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure since it's month to month, I'm sure it's fair enough to give us a try here so we can show you how good it works, right?
Yeah. Yep. So you think the first month I would maybe get 1% of that 1,800 searches?
Yeah, absolutely.
We typically phone calls, text messages, or...
Oh yeah, 100%. Typically we quote as far as maximum results is about 20 to 45 days with the programming. But of course I've seen campaigns up and running within a few days. So we like to under-promise and over-deliver. It's just depending on how fast you can get us the information we need and how fast we can get that advertising up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, what all do you need from me other than, you know, access to my webpage and, you know, my Howells page and Angie profile and Facebook and what's the other one? Instagram. Yeah, those are the ones we've got. I may even have a free one on Nextdoor too.
Sure. Nice. Yeah, next thing we'll do here is I'll create the profile. We'll verify the business information just to make sure we have everything correct and accurate. And then we'll send over a welcome email, a welcome text while we're on the line, just kind of outlining the pricing. We're actually going to open up the terms just to make sure those are corresponding. And as far as adding us as managers, you know, also attaching the advertising, have a technician and a technician phone call with a client interview. And they'll cover all the mean potatoes, kind of crossing the T's, dotting the I's, all the specifics you like to add.
Yeah, I'm just looking at. I just Googled your company. Man, there's some weird stuff out there about you guys.
Sure. I mean, you could check out our mm-hmm.
There's a weird mix of like Better Business Bureau, unfortunately, has a lot of complaints. I'm not sure what happened there.
Well, I can explain it. Yeah, with the Better Business Bureau, a lot of those people that are writing things are typically our competitors or just somebody trying to make us look bad. But the thing with the Business Bureau is they have you pay to remove your negative reviews. And we see it as unethical because they're not even clients of ours. We actually respond back and try to resolve every single dispute or every single complaint that's ever written about us. So if they're not in our database or there's no way to call them back, it's almost like more than likely that it's somebody just trying to make us look bad. But the verified reviews, the recent ones, are actually on our own Google page. And I'm going to send that to you right now. And those are actual verified reviews. You can see we hold a 4.2 out of 5-star rating. And we have over 900 5-star Google reviews on our page. So you're in really good hands when it comes down to advertising with us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm reading some other stuff that is kind of disputing what Better Business Bureau says about you guys. I mean, I'm reading some positive stuff too. You kind of called me out of the blue, so it was kind of trying to do my due diligence here.
Of course, no, it's understandable. Yeah, no, we are who we say we are. Another thing you could see on our price page is our Google Premier Partnership badge. That lets you know we're a premier channel partner. Once you click on it, it takes you to google.com/partners. And it just verifies our partnership. And that we meet the requirements to be partners with Google. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I see that. So will I have someone I can call, like, as we go through a month or two of this, is there someone I can, like, a person I can call with you guys and say, okay, can you give me some analytics? Or I guess there's a play. Is there a way I can see the analytics for, like, you know, people clicking and all that? I'm really curious into the analytics part because I feel like I got to pay attention to that and just.
Of course.
I love
analytics also. Yeah, especially because you ran your own ads, you know how it kind of works, but you have your own tracking and reporting dashboard. So this will give you a live report on clicks, the conversion. You'll see everything show up really nice on pie and graph charts. So it's just a nice back office tool included so you could track the analytics. I did send over just a quick example of how that looks. Of course, you have access to that on your tablet, your phone, or computer. Whenever you want to track.
You don't have a web app? I'm sorry. Do you all have a phone app for Local Splash?
Of course we do. Yeah, we do have a Local Splash app.
So I can click on the app on my iPhone and check my analytics right there.
Oh, of course. Of course. Absolutely. It's a brand new app.
Okay.
So
all right. That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're going to love it. No question.
All right. Well, Andy, I think I'll give it a try for a month and let's just see how it goes.
It's a great investment. It's definitely going to increase the quality score. So it's definitely going to help you in the long term with, you know, just the work we do with just kind of increasing ranking and getting more clicks to the web page.
Okay. And this is a month to month. And if I come up upon something and I'd say, well, this isn't quite working out for me. Is there any amount of notice I need to give to cancel it in advance? Or would I just, you know, call and say, we're about to get into April. So maybe it would be simple for me if I pay for April and then we see, kind of evaluate it for April and see what happens. And
Great question. Yeah, the only thing we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever decide to discontinue or pause the programming. So you do get that in writing also. And I'm actually going to stay on the line. Here's the other thing.
Here's another situation. I have had this happen and I paused it. If I start getting too busy, because I am a sole proprietor doing this stuff, if I get too busy and like, oh my gosh, I can't handle what I've got already and I'm getting more good leads, but all I'm going to do is aggravate people and tell them that I can't do it or I can't do it for 3 months or 4 months or 6 months and they get frustrated with me. Is there a way to pause? And I have done that with Google AdWords. I have paused it or reduced the budget, for a month or two just to not get as many phone calls because I was too busy. Is that something that I could do with you guys if I get too busy?
Of course. Yeah, we always have a pause on our campaign.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break for a month because I'm getting too swamped.
100%. Yeah, you can always
pause it. If this goes well, Andy, I may do it full time. I may just do the shutters full time. Right now I'm an engineer and I make a pretty good salary doing the engineering work and I do that full time and I do the shutters part time. So
nice.
I like my engineering work. So it's really good. But
yeah, no. Definitely good to have two different incomes, you know, two different ways of making money. So it's very smart, right? Awesome.
Yeah.
And, you could pause. If you ever decide to, you know, you want to restart the program, we're just going to kick it up where we left off. And it's always honoring that same price. So it's always that same rate as well at $249.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I should be getting,
calls and emails and text messages from, or messages on Facebook or Instagram or whatever I've got out there, I show you getting them centered from 30004 and then 30 miles surrounding that.
That's correct. If that's what you want to target, 100%. Yes, I have it notated here. So we'll have the technician kind of go over the area, you know, if there's a certain area within that area that you don't want to be found or you just want the whole area.
That's good to know that I could tweak it because, yes, there are some areas within 30 miles of that zip code that I would say, yeah, that's not such a great – I'm not going to get very many good leads out of that or, you know, or maybe,
right.
you know, going 50 miles in a particular direction. So I could draw like a polygon around the on a map. Google Earth
yes.
or something to kind of say, hey, here's where I found the best. Okay. Well, I could do that too. I'll maybe just start with the 30004 30 mile radius and I might send you guys an update and say, let's kind of change it to this. After I got a little time to think about it.
Of course, yeah. Once you see how it works and you could kind of modify whenever you'd like, any changes to photos or advertising, it's all included for free whenever you need to, just for future reference. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
And
so do y'all need, like, my website passwords or how does that work to, like, go into web page and...
As far as the site, yeah, we wouldn't need access to that. We're just going to link, post, and advertise it. So it'll be still under your control. We're just going to make sure that it's seen more with advertising. As far as the Google listing, Facebook, we'll just be added as the managers that are managing and advertising with them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So do I need to go ahead and cancel my Google Ads campaign?
If you'd like, yeah. If you like, yeah, your package is running Facebook ads. We do have a Google ad package if you want us to kind of take over the advertising. With that, that's the Premier Platinum. It's just $449 with the Premier Platinum package with the Google ads.
Okay.
But
I think the $249 is where I'd like to be. That's about where I need to be. But tell me what I'm getting for $249. That's what I'm not. I thought I was getting, y'all are going to do stuff that would help with Google too, but is it organic?
Yeah, it's like,
what you're doing is going to help with organic results?
Correct. Yeah, the organic maps. Data. Yeah, the top, exactly. The local map is what will optimize and help with the organic ranking. And of course, we're also going to link the advertising so it'll start ranking organically also with the clicks we're generating. And then we're bundling Facebook advertising with the $249 Platinum package. Of course, the directory citations and websites with the index are also bundled, and then the Alexa and Smart Car and Google Home Voice Command. It's all bundled at that price.
Okay. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody talking to me from Alexa or Google or anything like that. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah. And it's kind of the newer way of doing things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it just really feeds them the results, and it just voices it for them. So it's them really calling you. So you just ask your car, and you say, hey, shutter service near me, best shutter service installation company. And then it'll say, the Real Cedar Shutter Company. And it'll say, located here. Here's the number. Would you want to call? And you just say, yeah, Siri call. And then they'll voice the call. And it'll be them calling you directly. So that's how it works. So it's not like a robot or anything like that. Yeah, some people think like with that technology, it's like automated, like a robot talking to them. But no, not at all. It's real breathing clients. It just makes it easier for them to access you without using their hands physically, basically.
Now, are they seeing my phone number? Is my phone number out there getting circulated? Versus Angie, I think, is trying to do like a – they're trying to use their phone number, and then it forwards to your phone number. And I don't like that. I definitely like people calling my actual phone number directly instead of this weird pseudo number that they try to do.
Yeah, believe it or not, that actually benefits them since it's their number. They're getting the clicks.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely benefits them.
Yeah, right. And they understand how it
people
works. They run ads. Yeah, they run Google and Facebook ads also. They have a million-dollar campaigns with Google running advertising because that's how they generate that free lead to them. And then they just kind of filter them out to you guys and charge you. So it's, yeah, kind of genius what they do. But no, our job is to market, advertise your name, at your name and phone number and business name. So that's exactly what we're going to advertise so you could get gain the clicks onto your information.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Well, let's give it a go for a month. And I guess, let me just see, today's the 27th and, y'all do it every, is it 30 days at a time or is it just a calendar month or how's the billing work?
Correct. Yeah, every 27. So it'll be every 30 days. It'll be that same rate.
Okay.
Just $249.
Okay.
And you do get that in your terms also. We're going to kind of make sure that those correspond and land in your inbox. And I'm just going to gather some information here just to verify the information I have, the primary number, the email where you want everything sent so we can get this created for you, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
The business name and how you want it to appear on the first page have The Real Cedar Shutter Company. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Very nice. Very strong name. I like it. It's awesome. Perfect for advertising. So great choice.
Yeah. And, it tells exactly what I do instead of some weird, you know, thing where you're not sure what the company does. It's exactly
The Real Cedar.
These are authentic cedar shutters. They're not pseudo, they're not composite, they're not, you know, plastic, anything like that.
That's the best. Yeah, awesome. Very nice. And then Google does allow just one primary phone number for the first page listing. Would you like to use the 954-207 number or the 596?
I think I'll stick with the 404-596-1838 so that people can text me. The Google number used to allow text messages, and then they stopped doing that some years ago, and it converts it to an email, which I don't check my email nearly as often as text messages. So, yeah,
that's weird. Yeah, they should have left it as it is. Yeah, nobody looks at emails nowadays. So, yeah, that's not good, and I'm not sure why they did that. So awesome. So the 596.
I mean, I get the messages, but this is what I get. I get a text message. You know, I think I got the one from you guys. Yeah. I mean, it says local splash. And well, maybe that's something else since we've been on the phone. But no, I get, you know, I just get a, well, I've got one missed call from 404-382-0540. And I don't even know who that is. I need to text message them back. So.
Yeah, no worries. So we'll use the cell phone, the primary line as the primary line 1838 number, and then to send over the email, Clay. Where would you like the email to be sent? As far as what's the best email for you in the business?
Yeah, you can use Clay Clay dot Rickert Reichert at gmail.com.
Okay. Got it. So I have Clay and then dot Reichert, Richard, at gmail.com. Okay.
That's right.
Awesome. And then just to organize the campaign on our end, what is your last name, Clay?
Rickert, Reichert.
You got it. I had a feeling. Just wanted to make sure. So very nice. And, as far as the business hours and how you want them displayed on that first page, what hours are you open for the service calls and phone calls?
Yeah, I mean, people can call me as early as 7 in the morning till, I'd say, 10 o'clock at night.
Very late.
Any day of the week. Yeah, so I'm very accommodating. I'll take calls. If someone calls me at 10 o'clock to talk about shutters, I'll talk to them.
Nice. Monday through Sunday also, so that's always good, 7 days. And perfect. And then once you're done with the job, clients, how can they pay you? Are you accepting check and cash, Do you accept Visa, MasterCard, or offer any financing?
Yeah, no financing. Right now, I'm only set up to do check or cash and or Venmo or PayPal. I'll do PayPal if someone really can't do it any other way. Zelle, I'll take Zelle if I have to. I don't like using Zelle, but it's, I think it's risky. But PayPal's been pretty reliable and safe, in my opinion. But yeah,
nice.
I'll probably, if I get enough business, I'll probably set up a credit card service and accept credit cards too. I've never lost a customer over that.
Yeah,
I've had a lot
most
of people ask me if they want to get
cash.
Then we get the 2% rebate, and I get charged 3% when I use the credit card acceptance, and it just, it was a loser type thing. I just said, no, these dollar volumes are too big to take a big loss on the transaction fee. So I'll tell people
right,
that, and they'll just say, okay, I'll write you a check then. They write a check, and I'm happy. And,
yeah, that's like, you know, what everybody usually has. And a lot of the times, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, it's like the alternative for using credit cards. So it's almost like you're accepting a credit card payment, but it's just a digital payment without a percentage.
So right.
It's almost the same thing. So very nice.
Yeah.
My question is, if you ever want to switch over, you know, content, you want to add hours or change the hours or maybe add a new photo, but any adjustments could all be done through the dashboard or the app, or any adjustments are all included for free, just in case.
Yeah, let me download the app just so I've got to download it so I can get to my account. All right. It's called localsplash.com, I guess. Or, I mean, go to the
local
app
splash.
Store, local splash. Is it two words?
Two words. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right.
And it should have
an
L and an S.
Okay,
like
I see where it says LS. Orange L, blue S. Okay. All right, I'm downloading it right now.
Awesome.
This is where I can check, like, clicks received and...
Oh, 100%.
Will I get, like, actual leads from this app? Through some sort of messaging, or will it just go to text messages or something like that?
It'll just go to your text messages. Yeah, that's just mainly tracking the clicks, and you can actually see the new numbers that are contacting you from there. So if you need to kind of go back and, you know, figure out what number it was, it's always there because it's through the app or through the ad. So, yeah, but as far as the messages, it'll go directly to your phone. Mm-hmm.
All right. Should I go ahead and add my phone number? It's asking me, welcome to Local Splash. Enter your phone number to get started.
Oh, yeah. We'll create the profile, lock everything in, and then we'll send over an automated message with the login. So you don't have to do that until we create everything here.
Okay.
And but if you downloaded it, though, so that's perfect. You'll have a session kind of walk you through the content, how to maneuver through the app, how to use the review generated tool through the app. So... no worries. We'll kind of get through that right now. But I'm going to go ahead and apply the override credit. Since we have you in at a reduced rate also, we'll read off a voice verification. And it just outlines the service agreement, that it's month to month, there's no contracts. And this part's just an added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Awesome, Clay. I'm going to apply here. Perfect. And in terms of securing your campaign for the $249, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express,
Visa.
Discover?
Visa.
Okay. Perfect. And name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Clay D. Rickert, R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T. D is in David in the middle.
D is in David, okay. Awesome. And yes, sir, the card number, whenever you are ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and for quality assurance.
Okay. All right. 4819-0301-1879-3710.
Thank you, sir. Expiration date, month, and year?
0927.
And the security code on the back of the card?
025.
025. Very nice. And the billing address for the card, is it the same as the office, the 4898 the Terry Glenn Drive?
Yeah, that I haven't lived there for 3 years. I can give you my new home address, which is the same as the billing address for the zip code. It's 4744 Nopone Road, and that's spelled Nopone Road, Gainesville, Georgia, 30506.
Okay. 305. Okay. Perfect. And awesome. And if this is a home office, again, it wouldn't be displayed online or anything like that unless you want it to. Just for internal.
Right. I don't really want it to. I don't mind people knowing I'm in Gainesville. That's fine. But I'd rather not have my home address published.
Sure. Yeah, no problem at all. We'll make sure to hide that. So just the city and state would be displayed and advertised for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. And, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and send
the
this
30004 is not particularly close to where I live, but it's close to the customers. That is the hot zip code for the customers I want.
Gotcha. Understood. Yeah, I have it noted here. That's where you want, but you're based in the other zip code. No problem at all. Yeah, it's target marketing, so it's based on what you want to cover. So, awesome.
Yep.
And then, let me go ahead and send this off here. Within about, like I mentioned, 1 to 2 minutes, you'll get a welcome text, welcome email. I'm actually going to stay on the line just to make sure that they're corresponding. You'll get your invoice and everything in writing. And I'm going to read off the voice verification. So it outlines everything we're included, everything as far as like the updated pricing. So this part is just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Very nice, Clay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. Yes, sir. It states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The Real Cedar Shutter Company.
Perfect. Thank you. Now, please state your name and your title within the business.
Clay Rickert, owner.
Perfect. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and the phone calls from Local Splash?
Yeah, let me ask you what that means. You said other vendors. Like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, good question. So if anybody calls and tries to offer something that's in your package, like Bing, Yelp also has people that contact, you know, other people. So a lot of these directories are already kind of bundled in your programming.
Mm-hmm.
So if they ever call, just make sure to call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things that you already have with us. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, what I understand I'm getting here with you is I'm getting Google Map placement, and I'm getting Facebook ads.
Ad campaign?
Or,
yes, sir.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the bigger programs, but you're also getting Bing Maps. You'll get directory submissions that are important for your area also included. So once we patch over the terms, it outlines every service we're including. So it's just kind of easier for you to understand what you're getting.
Well, this is the main platinum one. Package.
Yeah. It's the platinum package. Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. And then kind of going in here, a second part, it says in hiring Local Splash, your certifying representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. And that's mainly just for the Google page and, you know, the Facebook. similar to what I just explained, if they say, hey, we want to run a Facebook ad campaign, we want to remanage your site or remanage your Google listing, again, just call us. That way you don't pay for two things you have with us, okay?
Yeah. Can y'all help me with my Facebook page? My Facebook business page is kind of, I don't understand it. It is weird, and it just, I've got a little red flag by it, and I'm afraid that means something bad, and I don't know how to fix it. Or,
oh, yes, of course we will. Yeah, we'll go in. We'll do a cleanup. We'll make sure to update it. We'll add new photos and content. So, that's exactly what you're paying for, is just us enhancing that third listing and running advertising.
All right. And will someone call me to kind of walk that through? Or will they just do stuff?
Oh, no, no, it's imperative that we work as a team. So you'll have a client interview with the technician, which is what we'll schedule out. It's basically the next step once I finish reading this off. And it just kind of gets everything done with the mean potatoes and kind of crossing the T's and dotting the I's on the advertising.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And then last part here says for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is March 27, 2025. And the discounted price at just $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the term was completed, agreement would automatically renew each month, same day, the 27th, same price, just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the programming in the future. Now, do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I'm fine with that.
Very nice. Awesome. And I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the local Splash family, Clay. I know in my heart it's going to be a phenomenal marketing advertising campaign, so welcome.
Okay.
Yep. And next thing we'll do here is just schedule out your client interview with the technicians. What they're going to cover is keywords, search terms, areas you want to cover, just to make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's and represent you properly. And as far as availability, are you available tomorrow afternoon or morning? How does your look for tomorrow, Friday? Would be a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say late in the afternoon tomorrow is probably good.
Sure.
Maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah, we do have. Let's see here. We do have 5 and 6, and we have 4 and 5 available if that works for you. And if any of those
you said you got something from 5 to 6?
And between 5 and 6, yes, sir.
Yeah, 5 to 6 p.m. tomorrow is good.
Awesome. And it'll be me and the technician that will call you, so we'll kind of get everything squared away with the programming, get everything lined up with the ads, and start creating the content for you. So, awesome. Let me put in put you in for that time slot. And then I just wanted to make sure also, Clay, that you're getting the welcome text and the welcome emails.
I saw the emails come through.
Oh, nice. And you'll get a direct text also, just kind of giving you a link to our terms and conditions. It should say, Clay, thank you for choosing Local Splash. But let me know if you're getting
that. I got the message, the username. Is there any way we can change the username? I know that I've got that published Google phone number, but I don't really use it.
It's
showing up
as
954-2007. It's showing
up as 4. Yeah, okay. We're going to have it with the number you're using, which is the 596. So what I'll do is I'll have the technician, I'll flag it so they could go ahead and adjust it and change it so you have that new username. So it's easier to remember. So, thanks for bringing that up there. And then my phone, it might disconnect here because usually within 60 minutes it'll disconnect. So if it does, I'm just going to call you right back. But just a heads up so you don't think I hung up on you, okay, Clay?
That's good, Andy.
Thank you. Perfect. And let me know if you're if you have the terms and conditions open. But if you don't, it's totally fine. You could do it later. But there's basically everything we're including. It should say click the link to see the price. And then once you're in, it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
yeah, see, the click here to local / terms, they'll experience.
Nice. It says services. Yeah, you can see towards the bottom, it has the pricing. It's always that same rate, so it's never jumping.